The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 30 and 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 26, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire which takes place at the time of annihilation.
Samhatya anannam ubhaya kridasi sarasangdite avritya rodasi khamsa babhidhati atkamasivak drishtra sati jasastu tayo tirlokan pradhan mahat dayamana prajasarva sangvattaka amangsaka. So the heat increased, radiation heat increased. One weapon was released by Ashwatthama, another by Arjuna to counteract. And the heat was so terrible that dayamana praja sarva, all the inhabitants of different planets, they felt the great heat produced by two Brahmastra. And Sangvartakam Amangsaka. The Sangvartaka fire is explained in the Shastra that in the Kali Yuga, at the last there will be Kali Yuga, in the Kali Yuga there will be no rainfall, so everything will dry, not this Kali Yuga, but at the end of the universal life, there will be great fire. All over the universe. That is called Sangvartaka. And everything will be ablaze. This fire will take place on account of the heat increase of the sun. It is said that the present temperature of the sun will be increased 12 times. So naturally there will be fire. As we know, sometimes there is forest fire. Similarly, the fire will take place and everything will be burned into ashes. Then there will be rain. After heat, you have got experience when the atmosphere is too hot, then the rain falls. Same process. When everything will be burned into ashes, there will be rain, torrents of rain, and it is said just like the trunk of the elephant, the rainfall will be like that. So everything will be covered with water. That is annihilation. Pralaya payadhi jale dhita vanasi vedam. Then there will be pralaya, and by the grace of the Lord, the Vedas will be saved. Keshavadita meena sarira jaya jagadhi sari. This is the process going on. Bhutta bhutta pliyase. This material world, in this way, sometimes it is manifested and sometimes it is not manifested. The energy is there, but the material world means the energy is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. So we are in this material world. Not only we are changing our body one after another, after some years, that is also according to our different forms of life. And one small insect, it may live for few minutes, some of them for few hours, some of them for few days, and some of them for few months, some of them for few years. And this yearly, we human beings live for 100 years. And the demigods, they live for 10,000 years. But wherever you live, either as insect or as demigod, there is no rescue from the process of janma mrityu jara vyadhi. That you cannot escape. Either you become a small insect or you become as powerful as Lord Brahma. You have to die. There is no escape. Brahma, he has the greatest amount of years to live. And his life is, we have calculation in the Bhagavad Gita, that sahasra yuga paryantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. Sahasra yugam. One yuga means 43 lakhs of years. Multiplied by 1,000. That is the one daytime duration of Brahma. Arhat means morning to evening. Morning to evening, that is sahasra yugam. 1,000 times of 43 lakhs of years. Similarly, night, then day and night becomes one day. Similarly, 1 month, and then 12 months, year, such 100 years. So, there is difference between our 100 years and his 100 years. Similarly, ants 100 years and my 100 years different. The modern science admits that everything is relative. Relative world. According to the body, according to the time, relative world, not absolute. The absolute world is different, when there is no relativity. Everyone is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is oneness. Not that one has become as powerful as the Supreme Lord, no. Maybe as powerful, still they are individual. They are not amalgamation. That is wrong theory. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that in the past we are all individuals. He says that it is not that in the past we did not exist, and it is not that in the future we shall not exist. We shall exist. Nitta sāsatayam na harnati hannamāni sarīre. So, we are eternal. We existed in the past, we are existing now, and we shall continue to exist. And individual, Krishna says, you, me, and all the soldiers and kings, They are all individuals. And they existed as individuals in the past. And we are existing now as individuals. And we shall continue to exist as individuals. So there are three phases of time, past, present and future. So there is no question of being amalgamated at any time. They remain all as individuals. And this is in the material, either material world or spiritual world. The individuality is there. It never ceases. Nitya yukta upasat. Here we have got temporary life. Therefore, we cannot be nitya yukta. This life will be finished. And the next life, we do not know what kind of life we shall have. It may be human form of life, or it may be dog's form of life. We have to change this body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Krishna does not say that a man after death becomes a man. No. There is no guarantee. He says tatha dehantara prapti. There will be change of body. And so far the body is concerned, there are 8,400,000 of different bodies. So any one of them you have to accept. There is no guarantee. So I, as spirit soul, I am individual, existing. I shall continue to exist as individual in this material world, either as human being, or as an animal, or as demigod, as tree, plants, fish, aquatics, so many. Jalajana valakkhani sthavara lakkhavimshati. This is going on. This is material world. And if you go to the spiritual world, jadgatyana nivartante taddhamam paramam mama. The difference, what is the difference between the spiritual world and the material world? The difference is that if you go to the spiritual world, then you will not return again in this material world. Taktadiham punarjanmanaiti. A spiritual life means punarjanmanaiti. Punarjanma means this material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyat. One janma, then death, again janma, again death, and between this death and birth, or birth and death, there is disease and old age. Janma mitsu jarabhyadhi, dukkho. This is our real problem. So, the modern scientists, they do not know what is real problem. They are thinking advancement. Another point is here that trin lokan pradhan maha and jagyamana praja sarva. Praja means living entities. Prajayate, one he takes his birth. So, in the three worlds mean this upper, middle and lower planetary system in this universe. Triloka. So, everywhere there is praja, there is living entity. Otherwise, how to say Triloka? It is a foolish theory that there is no life in our planet. A rascal theory. It is no meaning. Triloka. We have got many evidences. I do not know why these rascal scientists say that there is no life in other planet. Why? The other planet is also made of the Panchabhut, Kiti Aptej Manudbhav. They are not different. Maybe something is very prominent, just like in the sun glow, the fire is prominent. Fire is also one of the five elements, kiti apteja. That does not mean there is no life. There must be. Otherwise, how Krishna talked with the sun god? Imang vivasati yugam prakavan aham abhayam. And the living entity Rayam Dahati Pavaka. The living entity is not burned by the fire. It is not dried up, it is not moistened, this is stated. So why there will be no life in the sun glow? There must be. Because na dahati pavaka. Fire cannot burn the living being. So, there are germs in the fire also, Agnipo. So, we are being misled by the so-called scientists and the method. That is not perfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge is in the Veda. Therefore, it is advised that vijnanartha, guru meva vigacchet, śrotriyam brahmanishtam. You should go to a guru who has complete knowledge from the śruti. Śruti means Vedas. Āchārya-māna purusha Veda. Veda means you have to approach Āchārya. He knows everything. Unless he is not followers of the Vedas, Shruti, he is a rascal. What is the use of going there? What you will get by approaching a so-called rascal guru? One who does not know Shruti. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has forbidden, and Sanatana Goswami has forbidden, avaiṣṇava mukhat gīna pūta hari katha amritam śravanam na kartavyam, because śravanam, śruti, to go to guru means to hear from him, to inquire from him. Tad vijñānārtham sa guru meva vigacche samitpāni śrotiyam brahmanishtam. You have to approach such guru. And who is that guru? Vaishnava. Not any honors. Therefore, anyone who is not Vaishnava, you should not approach. It is false knowledge. Its knowledge has no value. Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden avaiṣṇava mukhat gīna pūta hari katha amritam śravanam na kartavyam. Don't hear. It will spoil. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu has said, mayāvādī bhāṣya sunile hoy sarvanāsh. If you hear from a mayāvādī, impersonalist, then your spiritual progress is doomed, finished. No more spiritual progress. Mayavadi bhāṣya sunile. Mayavadi hoye Krishna aporadhi. The Mayavadi, they are offenders to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme person, and the Mayavadi wants to make him imperson. Therefore they are offenders. So what is the use of approaching a guru who is an offender to Krishna? Tanahang disata kuran, sipami ajasan rijuni. Those who are envious, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, and the Mayavadi is always trying to make him handless, legless, headless, earless, and thisless, thatless, less than what is remaining. Say zero. Why don't you say zero? No. They're very careful. These Sunnavadi, the Buddhists, they clearly say there is no God. It's zero. Sunnavadi. So we can understand their position. And the Mayavadis, they're so dangerous that they will not say the God is zero. They will say, yes, there is God. By the handless, legless, eyeless, thisless, lessness, that's what is the meaning? Say zero, we can understand. Why you say indirectly zero? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Vedana maniya bodha hoilo nastik. Nastik means one who does not believe in the statement of the Vedas. He is nastik. Atheist. Just like here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is person. This is Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is person. Aham. Or as he says, Aham miyadi devana, manvana bhavaman bhakta, madhyaji magnamaskuru, sarvadharman parityaja. His person. So, the Mayavadi will always try to explain in the impersonal way. Therefore they are offended. Krishna personally present. Why Krishna comes? So that the misunderstanding, whether the absolute truth, God, is a person or impersonal, to mitigate this trouble, this misunderstanding, he comes as person. He presents himself, here is I am person. Why do you make me impersonal? He's person. Yada yada yi dharma sagrani bhavati. Why you are taking so much trouble? Abhaktya sattva cheta sam, klesa udhikataraste sam. Simply you are taking unnecessary trouble. Klesa udhikataraste. And if you take to bhakti directly personal, and you cannot understand God or Krishna by any other means except bhakti. Bhaktyamama vijanati javana jastami tattva. If you want to know absolute truth, God, then you have to take to bhakti. And what does it mean, bhakti? Bhakti means there must be Bhagavan. Otherwise, what is the meaning of bhakti? If I want bhakti means to render service. So, if the master is not there, then where is the question of bhakti and service? It's all bogus. Bhakti means three things. Bhakta, Bhagavan, and the service. That is bhakti. They are individual. Bhagavan is individual. Bhakta is individual, and the reciprocation of dealing between two individuals, it is called bhakti. That is bhakti. Bhakti, Bhakti is describing so many places. Just like Rupa Goswami defines bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti ruttama. That is first class bhakti. And bhakti means there is activity. Anukullena, favorably. Krishnanusilanam, to satisfy Krishna. Anusilanam means culture. Culture means there is activity. Bhakti does not mean zero. That is another thing. Zero, nirvana, means make this material activity zero. That hint is given by Shankaracharya. Lord Buddha said that everything is zero, and Shankaracharya gave further improvement that it is not zero. Brahma is fact, Brahma Satya, not zero. Jagat Mithya, this world is Mithya, zero, not Brahma. Because those who understood this zero philosophy, they are rascals, atheists, they cannot understand more. Therefore, further improvement was given by Shankara, because he was preaching, the whole world became Buddhist, and he wanted to establish Vedic principles. So they have already made zero. So how Shankaracharya can say, no, it is not zero, it is fact. They do not understand. He said in a different way that zero is this material one, Brahma Satya, but Brahma is fact. This is zero. Now how the fact is working, that is given by the Vaishnava Acharyas, especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad-Bhagavatam dharma prodhita akvaita bhavata. Dharma artha ka moksha. They are all cheating. All cheating. Up to moksha. The aspiration to become one with the Supreme, moksha. And that is kaitava, cheating. That is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. When you understand that the so-called monism, to become one with the Supreme, it is cheating. That is not fact. Because you cannot remain in the zero. That is not possible. We are part and parcel of God. God is Anandamaya. Anandamaya Mabhasa. By nature, God is Anandamaya. So if you are part and parcel of God, how you can be Niranandamaya? You are as Anandamaya. That quality is there. But do you enjoy alone? You sit down in a room alone for 3 hours, you will feel disturbed. Immediately. What to speak of eternally. It is impossible to remain alone. And for want of ananda, you will again fall down in this material world. The impersonalist who thinks that I have become one with the Supreme. One with the Supreme means that is eternity, fact. Sat, chit, ananda. Simply by becoming sat, eternal, you don't get ananda. That is not possible. Therefore, ānanda-chinmaya-rasa-pratibhāvitā-bhī-tā-bhī-ja-eva-nija-rūpa-tayā-kalā-bhī goloko eva nivasati akhila atma buddha govindamādi-purisam tamāṁ vajāṁ. So, therefore, the Veda says, asati-mā, Sadgama, don't remain here. Go to Krishna and enjoy the same life. Thank you very much.